This is a story about a fox. He lived deep in the woods with his wife, Mrs. Fox. And one year, early in the spring, they had 10 little baby foxes. That's a lot of hungry mouths to feed. So every night, that fox would go out hunting. He'd try to bring home some meat for his wife to eat and some bones for the little ones to chew on so they'd get good, strong, healthy teeth. But you know, it was very cold that spring. And the fox was having a lot of trouble finding enough food to feed his family with in the forest. And one night, he realized it'd been 2 whole weeks since he'd found anything worthwhile to bring home. So, as reluctant as he was to do so, he figured maybe he'd better head on down to town where the people lived. Maybe he'd find something good to eat there. So the fox set out on a chilly night. He prayed for the moon to give him light. He'd many a mile to go that night before he would reach the town, oh, the town, oh, the town, oh. He had many a mile to go that night before he would reach the town, oh. And he ran till he came to the edge of town, and then he stuck his nose up in the air and he sniffed. And he thought he smelled something good. He ran till he came to a great big pen. The ducks and the geese, they were put there in. He said, "A couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. A couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh." And then he grabbed the gray goose by the neck, swung her little ones over his back, and he didn't even mind their quack, 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 and their legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh, no, he didn't even mind their quack, 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 and their legs all dangling down, oh. But you know, he made such a racket, he woke up everyone in the house. And old Mother Wittlewaddle jumped out of bed, out of the window she shoved her head, she cried, "John, John, the gray goose is gone! The fox is on the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh! Oh, John, the gray goose is gone! The fox is on the town, oh!" So old John, he ran to the top of the hill and blew on his horn both loud and shrill. That fox said, "I better flee with my kill. They'll soon be on my trail, oh, trail, oh, trail, oh." The fox said, "I better flee with my kill. They'll soon be on my trail, oh." And away he ran. But you know, that fox, he was no dummy. He didn't head off running towards home, no sir. He ran off in the opposite direction, across the countryside. And he kept right on running, till he came to a little stream of water. And when he got there, he just jumped into the water and lay down, till he was all covered up and only his nose was sticking out so he could breathe. And then he just waited. And he listened. And way off in the distance, he could hear old John blowing his horn, calling out his dogs. And it sounded like this. And then after a little while, that fox could hear the dogs following his trail, getting closer and closer to where he was hiding. And at the front of the pack, there was a great big, huge lead dog that went woof, 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 woof. And next came came a big, big bunch of medium-sized hounds going, ow, 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 ow. And bringing up the rear were two itty-bitty little puppies out for their first hunt. Right up to the edge of that stream. When they got there, they stopped. And they sniffed around for the fox. And they couldn't see him, and they couldn't smell him anywhere. And then they looked down at the water where the fox was hiding. And as the dogs watched that stream of water rushing past, they thought,
boy, that sure looks cold.
And they didn't want to get their feet wet, so they just jumped over the stream and went running off into the distance, looking for the fox. And he just lay there in the water, listening. When the last of the little dogs was gone in the distance, the fox just jumped out of the stream and ran all the way home. He ran till he came to his cozy den. There were his little ones, 8, 9, and 10. And they said,
oh, Daddy, let's go back again. It looks like a mighty fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Oh, Daddy, can we all go back again? It looks like a mighty fine town, oh.
And that fox said,
not tonight. I just finished out foxing all them dogs. Let's go inside and have some dinner.
So the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up that goose with a fork and a knife. And they never had such a supper in their life. And the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life. And the little ones chewed on the bones, oh.